You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour cosmic cocktail party. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Houston to Harrisburg, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How we doing, everybody? It's a Trash Tuesday. Time to take out the trash. What's eating you? We'll get to your trashings and our trashings coming up at 40 minutes past the hour, a little over 35 minutes from now. So stick around for that and send your trashings this way via Twitter, DA on CBS. Or as always, you can load up the phones and we'll take your trashings audibly. That's at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227, or again on Twitter, DA on CBS. We are also stacked guest-wise today, and I think you're going to enjoy all of them. Coming up 1 hour from now, Trent Dilfer is going to join us on the show. We'll talk NFL draft and specifically the quarterbacks in the upcoming NFL draft. Draft is coming up on Thursday, so a little over 48 hours to go before we finally see who is off the board at number one for the Browns and beyond. So Trent Dilfer coming up 1 hour from now to discuss. There is a new 30 for 30 by ESPN on the last days of Bobby Knight and how things unraveled so dramatically for him at Bloomington at Indiana, a place where he was a living legend, an icon, a winner of 3 national championships, and still the last undefeated national championship college basketball team, the Hoosiers of 1976. The new 30 for 30 goes into just how it went so wrong so quickly. And so we'll talk to the director of that film, Robert Abbott, who's going to join us in studio coming up here next hour. Also, more draft coverage with Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network. He's one of their draft insiders. He'll join us in the 3rd hour of the show to talk about the upcoming draft. And let's talk some Stanley Cup playoffs as the Vegas Golden Knights are moving on. After a 4-game sweep of the LA Kings, the expansion Golden Knights are skating into the second round to take on San Jose. We'll talk to one of their leaders, defenseman Nate Schmidt of the Vegas Golden Knights, will join us coming up in the 3rd hour of the show as well. So we are just slammed today. This show is going to be a good one, and I've already told you, it includes a Trash Tuesday, so what more could we bring you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. So we start with the NBA playoffs. Last night in Salt Lake City, an upstart Jazz team led by a sensational rookie, Donovan Mitchell, does it to the Thunder again. This one was prickly. This one was salty. This one had a Jay Crowder slap in the face against Steven Adams. This one had a lot of intensity, but it also had another Thunder loss. The Jazz have ripped off three straight to take a 113-96 win last night in a 3-1 series lead. The Thunder is on the ropes, and to avoid a first-round exit on a team that went all in this year, of course, re-signing Russell Westbrook, bringing in Paul George, signing Carmelo Anthony or trading for Carmelo Anthony. When all is said and done, they might only get one playoff win out of it. Think about how different the preseason expectations for these two teams were. The Thunder, building around Russell Westbrook, building around his triple-double MVP season last year, building around the dynamo known as Russ, will bring in high-priced, big-name pieces, trade away others, and let's get out young guys like Oladipo, like Sabonis, who have thrived in Indiana, and let's bring in Paul George, another superstar to pair with Russ. And let's acquire Carmelo Anthony for even more scoring. The big three in OKC. Looking to not only get into the postseason, but challenge the Golden State Warriors. Challenge the big boys in the West. Meantime, the Jazz had just lost Gordon Hayward. So the Jazz were going to be licking their wounds all season, realizing they were just a small market team that couldn't do anything, couldn't retain their free agents. What were there to look forward to? Could have been a golden era at Utah, and yet here they are once again losing a big piece. Nothing to root for. We fast forward to April the 24th, and the Jazz have one of the best young players of the NBA in Donovan Mitchell. They play together as a team. They've got a very good coach. And they've got a 3-1 series lead, looking to close things out to get into the second round and maybe put a scare into the Houston Rockets should they face them in the next round. Two teams that had two totally different experiences, preseason expectations, have now hit the middle, and one back against the wall, about to be eliminated. The other looks like it's only starting what could be a very exciting window. Which means the Thunder is going to have to make hard choices this offseason because they brought all these guys together thinking this is going to be something special, and they're a loss away from it being over before May happened. Paul George, is he going to want to re-sign in Oklahoma City seeing how bad this experiment ended this year? Or is this obvious that this is the first step in early Thunder elimination for Paul George to be teaming up with LeBron somewhere this summer? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Rubio off of Gobert pick. Cross court to Donovan. Right corner three. Got it. Donovan is a nail.
27
three shooter. Wow, Donovan's going to go over 30 as a rookie.
I think us three, this is what we want. Not necessarily be in this position, but to you know, at this point, give it everything we got. That's all it's going to take. Approach this game like it's game seven and, you know, see what happens there. Keep our, you know, this playoff run alive, but approach it like it's game seven.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So, that was Jazz Radio on the call in the win, 113-96. That was Paul George following the loss. You can't blame playoff Paul last night because PG-13 ended up with 32 points and 6 rebounds in the high-scoring effort for Oklahoma City yesterday. But let's face it, this has always seemed like an uncomfortable marriage between Russ, Paul George, and Carmelo, and something's going to give this offseason. And I think that if they get eliminated in 5 games by the Utah Jazz, Paul George is going to be a lot less interested in sticking around. And I don't know, maybe Oklahoma City's also a lot less interested in keeping him around if this thing flames out this dramatically. We're all going to be talking about where LeBron go to the offseason. Already people are. And LeBron and Paul George being a seeming tandem, a two-for deal in the offseason, was suggested last offseason. I think that both of those guys are moving zip codes, but where are they going to be able to go that has the space for both of them? You know, Philadelphia can't have both Paul George and LeBron. The Lakers could, but are those two guys going to come off early playoff exits potentially? Look, I know that the Cavaliers are still 2-2 right now and have plenty of chance to get out of the first round, but do they really have designs of getting back to the NBA Finals? I don't think there's any way they're good enough to do that. This could be the beginning of Paul George and LeBron James meeting up in the offseason and going, look, neither one of our situations are working. I don't want to stay in Cleveland. I don't want to stay in Oklahoma City. We couldn't get out of the first round. We couldn't get out of the second round. Both of these guys could be staring at one another thinking the same exact thing. There's just not enough here to want to buy back in. Now, there's very limited destinations that could take them both. But remember, teams that don't get LeBron could be looking at Paul George. I just think what you're seeing in Oklahoma City is very obvious. It didn't work. It's not working. It's not going to work. Utah's the better team of this series. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And Donovan Mitchell is showing why he is going to be a superstar in this league. OKC needs to realize that this thing could very well break apart in spectacular fashion. And they bought in going big in the offseason, saying we've got to go in big because we've got to try to challenge the big guys. No risk, no reward. Well, there's not much reward on the back end because right now the Jazz are punking the Thunder. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. I mean, think about the financial commitment that Utah has made to its players versus what OKC has done. And think about what they're doing to OKC right now. They're booming the Thunder. And they're doing it on a fraction of the payroll. So we'll talk of the NBA playoffs throughout the morning. You want to jump in on that? 855-212-4CBS. As I mentioned, Twitter, DA on CBS. I would say if you're a Thunder fan, a good Trash Tuesday subject this morning might be Carmelo. 5 of 18 shooting last night. 0 for 6 from beyond the arc. He is not helping. He's a drag. But when we come back, some NFL draft, because now there is a report that there's a new quarterback the Browns could be looking at number one. And it's not Josh Allen. We'll discuss. DA, CBS Sports Radio. 21 minutes past the hour. Happy Trash Tuesday to you, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast, which is full episodes of the show. If you miss anything, want to hear it again, or want to listen on your time, DA On Demand, just go to iTunes, subscribe, DA and CBS and other places that podcasts are downloaded and listened to. Also on our website, daoncbs.com. Adam Schefter reports that the Cleveland Browns were, of course, on the clock, are, quote, definitely considering Baker Mayfield as the number one overall pick.
Baker Mayfield.
Of course, for weeks, it has been Josh Allen of Wyoming at number one to the Browns. Before that, for months, it was Sam Darnold of USC at number one. Browns GM John Dorsey referred to Baker Mayfield as, quote, a pleasant fella during last Thursday's news conference. Dorsey said, the only thing I care about is do guys win? Does he have accuracy? Does he have a strong arm? Can he throw the ball in the red zone in tight windows? Can he drive the ball? At the end of the game, does he win? That's what I look for. Which is hysterical. Because John Dorsey's saying, the only thing I care about is do guys win? And then he goes on to list about 1,000 other things he's looking for. There's only one thing I care about is if my car runs and does it get good gas mileage? And is that its original owner? And how's the upholstery? And does the AC get really cool really fast in the summer? And what's the tire situation? Dorsey, the only thing I care about is do guys win? Does he have accuracy? Well, those are two totally different things. Does he have a strong arm? Those are three different things. Can he throw the ball in the red zone in tight windows? Can he drive the ball? At the end of the game, does he win? Which one is it, John? Don't say only there, because the word only doesn't pertain to when you bring up six different qualifications you're looking for. Look, this is all smokescreens. I don't believe any of this. I believe at the end of the day, the Browns are going to select either Sam Darnold or Sam Darnold at number one overall. I might be able to make a case for Josh Rosen at number one, but I don't think they're taking Josh Allen, because while Allen has tantalizing gifts, there is a major risk with him being a project. And I don't think they're taking Baker Mayfield, because for all the intangibles, you have to worry about him lacking the tangibles in some regards. The prototypical height, arm, looking over the line of scrimmage. I know what you're going to say. Yeah, but D.A. Russell Wilson. True. I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield can't be a good quarterback because he's short. I'm just saying he'll have to get over that hump like Drew Brees did. And NFL executives drool over the prototypical size that the other QBs have that Baker does not. Also, putting Baker Mayfield in a situation where he may lose early, like the Browns have done for a long time, is a recipe for disaster, because I don't think he's the type of guy that keeps his cool if things are not going well. They're taking Sam Darnold. And everything else has been a way to scare out of the bushes teams that really want those other quarterbacks and want to trade into and maybe blow over the Browns with a trade possibility so that they can get into those spots. I don't believe that the Browns are really significantly thinking about Baker Mayfield at number one, and I don't even think they're really thinking about Josh Allen at number one. And the right thing to do for the Browns is Darnold at one, and then Chubb or Barkley at number four. Game, set, match, say goodnight. You just won the first round because you had the number one and number four picks. Whatever you do, don't go up there and announce Baker Mazel or Saquon Bradley.
Baker Mazel, I would take Bradley.
I would take Bradley. The toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Nate in Baton Rouge listening to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the NBA.
Yes,
and, you know, we're talking Paul George. But I'm wondering, I mean, New Orleans Pelicans are looking pretty good in the playoffs.
They look great.
And so my whole thing is, right now, we get to see the second, not going to say the second coming, but our coach helped put together that offense that Golden State runs. And now that we see with Boogie Cousins not in the mix, what it could look like, you know, with the pace being pushed a little faster. And so my question is, when you look at somebody like a Paul George, that they, you know, at his career where he is right now, been in the league a while, to me seemed like if he wants to win a title, he would consider a place like New Orleans. Or if Boogie Cousins can come back half, you know, maybe you know, close to where he was, you know, next year, maybe we could trade him to Boston to get one or two of those forwards.
Well, I'll tell you, Nate,
I, right there.
Yeah, I don't know who that the Celtics would be willing to give up, even for DeMarcus Cousins, because when you look at Jaylen Brown, you look at Jason Tatum, those are guys they want to build around, and understandably so. They're only going to continue to get better. They both had very good postseason, specifically Jaylen Brown, who had a 30-point game the other day. I don't think those are the types of players that the Celtics want to part with as they build a championship contender. I think, though, that your point is well taken about joining the Pelicans with Anthony Davis right now and saying, hey, this can be a contender. Because what Anthony Davis is saying and telling the league at this moment is, I am ready to compete for championships. That's how dominant he can be, and he's showing it and he's proving it. And as you pointed out, without Boogie Cousins, they've been able to play a much better up-tempo style brand of basketball that fits better for AD and takes advantage of his athleticism even more. So I totally agree. If I'm Paul George and I'm looking for another place to play because this whole thing is just going to implode in Oklahoma City as they quickly get eliminated by the Jazz, yeah, you could do way worse than go to New Orleans, way worse than joining Anthony Davis, because AD is a super duper star. He's one of the five best players of the NBA, and he's proving that if he has help with him, they can be seriously scary, but that Cousins simply wasn't the right fit. Now, to be fair, had Cousins not gotten injured, maybe they really would have figured it out together, because there were moments when they were both healthy, him and AD, that it did seem like, oh, okay, this is the way that it could be. But between AD and Jrue Holiday, I think it makes way more sense to add another perimeter player like Paul George instead of trying to go double big men like DeMarcus Cousins, because of the way that AD plays and what we have seen him do in this postseason. And yeah, I think that the Pelicans immediately become an interesting destination, because you're playing with a top five player in the NBA that can dominate series, and he's 25 years old. It's the Pelicans. It's the Sixers. It's your 2021 NBA Finals, and it's next on ABC. Too much? Too soon? When we come back here on the show, Trash Tuesday, who are you trashing? Let's take out some trash here, boys and girls. 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, DA on CBS. It's time to vent. Time to get it off your chest. Time to tell us what's eating you.
Is that so?
Oh, that is so, Robbie. That is so.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You are a giant pile of trash.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Will Brinson, you take that back.
A giant pile of trash.
But it is a Trash Tuesday, so finding piles of trash, that's what we do around here. Who are you trashing? Let us know by hitting us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Adrian tweets, DA Donovan Mitchell is the NBA's next superstar for years to come, and cites the stat that for rookie guards in the playoffs, only one other guy has scored more points than Donovan Mitchell in his first four postseason games, and that would be a guy that you may have heard of. His name is Michael Jordan. MJ and Donovan Mitchell, the most prolific guards as rookies in NBA history. Mitchell is just on fire. Mitchell is so explosive. Mitchell is so comfortable. He finishes out the rim so well. He has no fear. He's got a great jump shot. He dishes, he passes, he finishes. He's just fearless. And not to rub salt in the wounds, because why even bother talking about this team, but the Knicks passed on him. You know, the Knicks looked at Donovan Mitchell and said, I think we could do better. Mitchell is going to make the 12 teams that selected other players above him pay for it for a long time.
My bad.
And the best point guard of this rookie class is Frank Nealick. I meant Donovan Mitchell. My bad. But excuse me.
Excuse me, my bad.
Oh, boy. It's coming out of my mouth and I can't put it back. And the New York Knicks, with their first round 2017 draft pick, select Frank Nealick. We met Donovan Mitchell. We meant Dennis Smith Jr.
No,
wait a second. We got to keep with this pick. Oh, boy. From France. We met Louisville. No, we really met Louisville. Yeah. That's a lot of bads. A lot of bads from Phil. All right, let's get to your Trash Tuesdays. Let's take out the trash.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Andrew Bogish, lead us off. Who are you trashing today?
I get to go first today because I know Shawnee. Well, D.A., I'm going to trash some of our CBS Sports Radio colleagues who actually may be listening currently outside of the newsroom, not confident of that.
This is a very Mraz-esque trash to just friendly fire.
Yeah, well, here we go. Now, I'll ask you this question. What do I have on my ears right now?
Those are headphones.
Headphones, right. If you saw me sitting outside at my workstation with these on or any variety of headphones on, and you wanted to talk to me, what would you do?
Probably tap you on the shoulder, right, considering audio might be coming through.
Or maybe just trying to like lean in and make eye contact, something to tell me that you are there.
Sure.
I am in a rash of our colleagues who just start talking over my shoulder to me, despite my headphones being in, and now despite me kind of angrily taking them out and turning around like, yes. Are they invisible? Do they think I'm going to hear them over whatever I'm listening to, whether it's a Donovan Mitchell postgame cut or some music or something, or a show or a podcast? It's not rude. It's like ignorance.
Maybe they just assume you're not doing any work.
But even then, I'd be listening to something unrelated to hear that you'd think they'd, again, try to break whatever is in my ear so I can hear them. But now I feel like a jerk because they're talking and I'm just typing away, ignoring them. And then I turn around and realize that I've missed the first five sentences or whatever that they need. And I've got to be like, what did you say? So I just need them to be a little bit more aware of what I'm doing before they come over and start dumping their nonsense on me.
You've been trashed.
Can somebody please tap Bogish on the shoulder out there in the newsroom?
Thank you. Mike Visseglia, Rich Ackerman, if we're going to name names. Back to you, D.A.
Not that we're going to name names, but we might name names. Pete the Body Bilotti, who are you trashing this morning?
I am trashing the fans that go to a game.
This was last week, Pete.
No, this is a follow-up. I'm trashing the fans that go to a game, sit up in the 400s, and bring a sign. Who is looking at the sign?
Wow.
The sign, the font is small.
Font is small.
There is no reason whatsoever why this sign should be at a game. So bring it home, make a sign at home, walk around your house with the sign.
Walk around the house with the sign.
Where no one can see it.
More people will see it there than at that game. So don't bring a sign to a game if you're sitting up in the Bob Uecker seats.
Taking out the trash.
Where is the appropriate line to be drawn for where you can bring a sign?
I think in the 200s. If you're in the 300s, you have to have multiple letters or big signs.
Okay. One letter per person.
Correct.
In the 300 level. 400 level, just forget the whole thing.
Or K's if you're in a baseball game.
Okay, K's in the 400 level. The rules of signage.
Over under how many more trashes Pete had to begin with. I'm trashing fans who go to the game and sit in the 400s and.
It's coming. More is coming.
It's like a Jeopardy board. That's just 100, 200, 300, 400.
I have plenty.
Have you ever brought signs to a game?
No, because when I was a kid, you know, I started making signs. My dad would say to me, why are you bringing, there's no reason for that sign to be there. You know, no one's going to see it. And I thought about it.
We're sitting in the 400s, Pete Jr.
No one is going to see it. Why am I wasting my time? So I am not bringing signs to a game. And I didn't bring, from then on, I just went to a game and enjoyed myself. Yeah. Not bring a stupid sign that no one's going to see.
Yeah. No, I like that. Mr. Bilotti was right.
He was.
Why are you wasting your time here, kid? Come on. Nobody's going to see that sign, kid. Let's move it along here. Let's go, champ. Come on. All right. Ben Horowitz is in for Mraz, who is out today. And so, Mr. Horowitz, you've done this before in a Trash Tuesday. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing UCF football.
Okay.
I wanted to do something else, something non-sports related. As I'm taking the train in, though, this was bothering me.
Yeah.
Probably for 5 days now.
Okay.
They unveil a banner at their spring game saying national champions on the stadium.
Right.
Then they're giving out rings that say national champions on it. Look, you had a nice little shtick a couple months ago, right? You had a point to make. You know, oh, we missed out in the playoffs. We were undefeated. You had a valid point to make. You know what you've done to that point? You've shredded it to pieces because you guys carried this joke on, this shtick, for far too long. You ever have that friend that takes a joke and a year later, he's still telling that joke? That's what the Knights are doing here. It's done. It's over with. They are the epitome of self-entitled kids, the epitome of self-entitled administrators. You're not the national champions. Get over it. The fact that we've taken it 4 months down the road to this point, you guys are losers. Get over yourselves. You're not the national champions. Go out and prove it this year.
You're so trashy.
Ben is so good at this.
So good.
Now, I don't know if week to week he'd be that good. Maybe it's good to space him out.
But every time that Horowitz does this, it's always excellent. That was fantastic.
He's clutch.
I am trashing the on-demand platform interface of my cable company. I don't know if everybody else has this problem. But if I ever want to find something on demand, it takes me literally like 5 to 7 minutes just to type in the actual title. I don't know how all of our smartphones are so easy, like bing, 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 bing. We Google this and it comes up. Oh, on our laptop, bing, 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 bing. Google it, it comes up. On our PCs, bing, 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 bing. But on the TV, it's like dot, 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 A, dot, 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 space. Dot, dot, like I'm texting in 1999. And only then am I going to get like 7,000 results of every TV show and every movie ever that started with those three letters. Then I've got to scroll through them all. And then there's a lag or a delay once I click on it. And if that window doesn't go to the right window, I've got to start all over again. In no other place on earth are we typing in things into a screen, doing a search, and have one button say clear all. Like, we're still doing this on VCR remotes, basically. Clear all. Oh, right. Because I had to spend 5 minutes getting through six letters, but the seventh letter screwed up, so I got to clear all and do it again. It is just the worst platform, and TV executives are wondering, why are ratings down? Well, it might be down because you're not helping us. If we just go to Netflix, there's one big window and it's like, bop, 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 bop. There's my show. It's all graphic. It's all squares. It's easy for us dopey Americans. I can do this. I can watch on my phone because it's really easy. YouTube's really easy. But if I ever want to find anything on demand on my cable box, which I spend $200 a month on, instead it's like, bing, 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 T. Bing, 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 H. Bing, 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 E. Okay, I'm through the. Terrific. I've got the. Now I got a space. Oh, and there's 7,000 results that I got to scroll through. Why can't we fix this?
Hot trash.
And I got some lag on mine. So, like, I think I've selected totally. H, but maybe I haven't. So I hit it again. Now I've got two H's, and I got to delete one and go back.
That's
and
right.
And then once I get to the show I want to watch, now I don't know if it's showing me future episodes.
Totally.
the current one.
Yes.
Can I watch this on demand?
That's right.
You're right. That is still the hardest thing to figure out and to work. Yet everything else is so. And I even have like an app on my phone for my cable box. Like I can control my cable box with my cell phone. Let me use my keyboard there.
Yes.
To type these things. No, I still got like you said on a 1997 flip phone. I got to hit two twice to get to B. It's ridiculous.
How could we not have solved this interface problem? It's 2018.
The worst is the lag, because then when you get into that mode that this is very slow, you try getting out of it, and of course that works.
Totally.
The exit works.
Yes.
And then you're back on the main TV.
Yes.
And you have to go back into the program.
Yeah, like I've hit on demand before and then watch 10 minutes of TV and be like, I guess the on demand didn't work. And then suddenly it pops on. Like, wait a second, I did that before I actually went to the bathroom.
Now it's on demand.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. You know, I'm trying to teach my dad how to use Google Maps on his phone. It's a very difficult thing. He can computer, yes, but on the phone, like real time, he's not good at it. And I just go, like, I guess this might be a generational thing. Well, now I know how my dad feels about trying to figure out new apps on the phone. It's how I feel trying to figure out the interface of on-demand cable stuff.
Yeah, but you know what it's supposed to work like.
No, I know.
You're not helpless like our parent. My dad thinks like his phone or the computer will blow up if he hits the wrong button. That's not your fear here. You're frustrated with it not working efficiently.
Totally.
You're not just like you're not in some kind of brain lock over what does this button do.
But maybe this is how like old people look at new technology. Like,
I hope not.
It's not working. None of it is working. Trash Tuesday, 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Rob tweets, I'm trashing the DA show because I can't call Barkley or Mayfield by their correct names. I'll take a Bradley. Hashtag Maker Maisel.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Maker Maisel. I will take Bradley.
You think you got it bad? I'm doing it now, and I host the radio show. I'm actually employed to do this. And seriously, on yesterday's show, I almost said Baker Mayfield a number of times trying to say Baker Mayfield. And I'm sure a couple of times I did say Bradley and just played it off like I was making a joke.
I will take Bradley.
But I'm screwed up as well. Real screwed up. More so than I'm normally screwed up. I would take Bradley.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Captain Johnny tweets, I'm trashing the driver behind me yesterday. While waiting at a stoplight, I looked in my rearview mirror. To my horror, I saw a guy plunging his finger into his nose and then into his mouth repeatedly. It was like a booger-eating contest. It was simply horrifying.
Epic trash job.
Gross.
That is just reprehensible human behavior. But when you are in a car and you think nobody's watching, you do terrible things.
My bad.
You really do. Everybody. It's like you just, and what you realize is, oh, none of these windows are tinted, and everybody could easily look at me right now, but I'm just assuming I'm in my own little world.
Everybody thinks they're in a limo.
Yes. Jim tweets, I'm trashing you, DA, for exposing me to that TM12 Facebook photo last week that will now be etched in my brain forever. That would be Tin Man 12, as in Mraz being the Tin Man at age 12. Which we've now nicknamed TM12, like TB12, like Tom Brady. So there's like a TM12 method. Here's how you look like a middle-aged man by the age of 12. Written by Mraz.
Oh. It's a hard candy.
Ah! Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm trashing people that always have to cut you off mid-sentence to try and guess what you're about to say next. If you would just shut up, I'll tell you what you want to know, Rembrandt. Also, socks that always slide down into my boots. Most annoying thing ever.
Someone just got trashed.
That's a great one. People that just chop you up mid-sentence. Like, you know, I could just keep speaking here. It'll be way easier for both of us. I don't want to play a guessing game with you. If you would just give it some space, we could just get through this a lot easier. A lot easier.
A giant pile of trash.
Luis in Palmdale tweets, I'm trashing people who change their mind at the buffet and start going against the flow. Go back to the end of the line. You had your chance.
Trashing is fun.
It's a really good one. There is an obvious flow chart that happens at the buffet. It usually goes left to right. Go left. That's usually where your early appetizer items are going to be. Maybe the salad is there, but that's usually your lighter fare. As you move right is when you get to the heavier stuff, potatoes, french fries, and then ultimately the meats. And once you get to the meat, you cannot keep going back like, oh, I thought I wanted steak, but now I want the shrimp. Or I wanted chicken, and instead I got the skirt steak. No, you got to just keep moving through that line. And if you are at the end of the line, you cannot start going against traffic. That's not how this thing works. Luis is right. You circle all the way back and you get back in line. That's why that decision is horrifying. It's anxiety driven. It all drives us batty. You've got to make the right decision right there and make your game plan as you get in line. And I know sometimes the game plan is to go out the window because you thought you wanted the burger and then you get up to the burgers and all of them look dry and all of them look sandy or sawdusty. And you know what? You just got to make the decision right there. Okay, I'm going chicken. Or you thought you were going to go chicken and they got the different sauce on you. You're like, I thought it was going to be barbecue sauce. Instead, it's a honey glaze. I don't feel like the honey glaze. You have to make the decision in the moment. You cannot then swim back upstream. It's against all regulations of going to the buffet line. Trent Dill for next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.